It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. After negotiations, Democrats and Republicans in the state legislature are at an impasse over the next two-year state budget.
Both Governor Tony Evers and the Republican majority announced that negotiations are done ahead of the July 1st deadline.
Here's Evers talking about the stalemate in Door County on Thursday, urging people to reach out to their Republican lawmakers.
The budget is still going on, folks, and so whatever we can do to get some things across the finish line, that's really important.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was on WISN's Upfront talking about the budget in an interview that aired yesterday. Voss indicated that Republicans support some of the top priorities in the governor's budget plan, but don't want to spend as much as Governor Evers would like.
The whole idea is there was money in each of those buckets, right, for child care, for K-12 education, and for the UW system.
We're learning more about what this divide means for the next state budget with WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. Sean, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
What does this stalemate mean for the budget writing process as a new budget period is like 3 weeks from now?
You know, it just means that they're going to do it the way that they've done it the last three budgets, basically, they being Republicans who run the legislature. I think the fact that they were actually sitting down and negotiating, by all accounts, real negotiations with Governor Tony Evers was sort of remarkable. And that is not how the budget has gone in Wisconsin since Tony Evers became governor. They just haven't talked in that way. But they were doing that this time. So what it means is it's now in the legislature's hands, which is, you know, kind of a place where they're comfortable with it. And they will send the governor the budget that they want. And it'll be up him to veto what he doesn't like, rather than them agreeing on some of the big stuff and hashing that out together.
So last month, though, the Joint Finance Committee, the Budget Writing Committee, they throw out over 600 ideas from Evers' proposed budget plan. What parts were they trying to find common ground on in these recent negotiation talks?
I guess if I had to kind of oversimplify it, I'd say the big picture spending stuff. So what budgets have always been and what they've kind of become more of is a place where if you've got an idea, you stick it in there. It could be a bill that doesn't really have a whole lot to do with the budget, or it could be, you know, stuff that's very much attached to the budget. But all your ideas, if you're a governor especially, put them in that budget, because that is the main bill that the legislature passes every couple of years. It's the bill that they have to pass. It is kind of your signature document. You know, you will be judged in large part based on how that budget goes. And so governors put everything in there. And what's happened in this relationship between Republicans who are in the legislature and Evers is that they took all this stuff out of his first budget. And it was kind of shocking at the time, the amount of stuff that they pulled out of the budget and just said, we're just not going to consider this. And the way that Evers responded to it was, well, if that's the way we're going to go, I'm going to put actually more stuff in there and kind of put down a marker for where I stand on these priorities. So 600 is a lot of stuff, right? And it does look like they really must not like each other, but it has become kind of this commonplace. This is how we do things in Wisconsin state government in this moment in time. And so they took out a lot of ideas in there, you know, like, for example, big stuff like legalization of marijuana, that's gone. Federal expansion of Medicaid, that's gone, and on and on and on. But they didn't decide how much money is going to go to schools, how much money is going to go to the University of Wisconsin, how much money is going to go to tax cuts. And so those sort of big picture budget issues are what Evers and Republicans were negotiating on, and they're no longer negotiating on those.
And from what I understand, tax relief for middle class and retirees, that was one of the levers for compromise here. What happened in that breakdown?
It does sound like it. Kind of what we know is what the leaders, you know, put out in their statements, what the governor put out in his statement after negotiations broke down. And then, you know, Speaker Voss filled in some blanks from his perspective over the weekend. And so the tax cuts, it sounds like Evers was willing to support whatever they were talking about with tax cuts there. And that was one of them. He said that the tax cuts included an income tax cut targeting, quote, middle class and working families, and the elimination of income taxes for certain retirees. So to hear Evers describe it, he was willing to take Republicans half of the deal, even though he has vetoed stuff like that before. He says that they were the ones that didn't want to budge on his spending priorities for childcare, K-12 schools, and the universities of Wisconsin system.
We're talking about the latest halt in state budget negotiations between top Republicans in the legislature and Governor Evers ahead of that July 1st budget deadline. We're learning about what's next in the budget writing process. We have WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson with us. Sean, looking at the Joint Finance Committee and what's happening there, I mean, in terms of legislation, you know, that moves with the budget, what have been like the main things there, you know, in terms of noteworthy things that are passing this committee?
They have gotten off to a slow start this year. And I think that's probably entirely due, or, you know, mostly due to the fact that Evers and Republicans were having these negotiations behind the scenes. So it didn't really make sense for the Finance Committee to be out there taking votes on this piece of the budget or that, because once they take those votes, it's kind of like you're taking away a piece of that puzzle that could, you know, help Evers and Republicans reach some kind of deal. So they've taken very small votes so far, relatively speaking, on a handful of agencies, smaller agencies. Really the biggest agency so far would be the Department of Safety and Professional Services. But they have a lot to go, and they'll get going this week. They have, you know, a scheduled agenda that includes everything from the court system to the Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, Workforce Development, Department of Revenue. They're going to have to get going here and do their end of things. And basically the way that Republicans have worked it is what comes out of that Finance Committee is very likely going to be in their version of the budget. The full legislature still has to sign on. Rank and file lawmakers can add stuff, take stuff away. They can, you know, they can block passage of the budget if there's enough of them don't like something. But typically the Finance Committee has been given a lot of power by Republicans during their time in control of the legislature.
And late last week, we saw the approval of over $700 million in bonding authority for clean water, safe drinking water projects, infrastructure, and taking action, as you mentioned, on several other agencies. What is behind this clean water bonding authority?
I think largely, it's communities all over the state that have clean water needs. Mm-hmm. You know, they need help. And so you have legislators from all over the place who are hearing it from constituents. And that tends to put an issue in focus. You know, it's not just an interest group that's at the Capitol saying, hey, we think this is a good idea. When legislators are hearing it from constituents, as they, you know, have been on this issue, stuff tends to get done. I mean, you can kind of look back at the last session on similar issues like local government funding. You know, we talk about shared revenue. Yeah. That was another one where they were hearing it all over the state. And a lot of these lawmakers, Republicans especially, are spread out into more rural districts. And so when they start hearing it from constituents, it kind of finds its way to Madison and stuff gets done.
In terms of the surplus, what is known as to how Republicans want to spend the state's multi-billion dollar surplus and what Governor Evers wants done?
I think broad strokes, what they want to do with the surplus is kind of what broke down in their budget talk. So we have about roughly a $4.3 billion projected budget surplus. And, you know, Governor Evers wants to spend that on... He has said he wants a mix. He wants tax cuts, but he also wants to spend more on childcare, on K-12 schools, on the university's Wisconsin system. And Republicans have said, we're open to spending some on those initiatives, but not as much as the governor wants. And they want more on tax cuts. So those are really, those big issues are what they're fighting over when it comes to that surplus money. And go ahead, sorry.
I was also going to say there's been also this additional tension in the room between Evers and Republicans in a disagreement as to who controls interest money earned from federal COVID relief funds, and that's now amounting to more than $170 million. Can you break down what is happening there, and does it have any impact on what's happening in budget writing and negotiation?
I think it is among a handful of these issues where tension over who controls what does kind of potentially threaten to slow things down. Mm-hmm. And what happened there is that Wisconsin got all this, like other states did, got all this federal COVID relief money. And so it has this $170 million in interest money, as you described. And if that is federal money, as the Evers administration says it is, then the governor has sole control over it. If it should be state money in the general fund, essentially the checking account for the state, then it's split control between Evers and Republicans who run the legislature. They have kind of joint control over that that money, you know, by default. So issues like that, they create tension, right? Because yeah. They both want that power. And you can go on to, like, you know, the governor's veto authority. He has extensive authority to veto the budget. That creates some tension with Republicans, too, because they feel like, look, if you're just going to rewrite the bill, how can we trust that what we pass is, you know, is like a deal, basically. Yeah. So it is one of those issues that creates that tension between the two sides.
So looking ahead, how will the finalized state budget affect the 2026 governor's race in our state?
We don't know who's going to run for governor yet. We know that Governor Evers has said that you'll hear from him sometime after they wrap up the budget. So if they follow the path that they have since he's become governor, you can imagine that the legislature wrapping up sometime in June, maybe July, because they're a little later this time, but around then. And then, you know, we'll find out if Governor Evers is going to run for governor. And if he's not, that's going to be a huge domino, and you'd have a million Democrats get into the race. But if he is, this budget will be important to his platform, of course. But I think it's fair to assume that 2026, how the parties do in that election could hinge in large part on what's happening in Washington and how voters think about the direction of the country, because midterm elections, especially this one, you can imagine it having kind of that trickle-down effect.
Sean, thanks so much. That is Sean Johnson, WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, on the latest on the state budget.